This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called on Saudi Arabia to provide proof that Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, missing for a week since entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, left the building.
Bununla ilgili işin hem
speaking hukuki, during a trip to Hungary, Mr. Erdogan said a police idari, investigation is underway and he feels responsible to get to the end of the case. As he was traveling, President Donald Trump Monday was asked about the matter.
I am concerned about it. I don't like hearing about it. And hopefully that will sort itself out. Right now, nobody knows anything about it, but there's some pretty bad stories going around. I do not like it.
Khashoggi left Saudi Arabia last year after being critical of Saudi policy in Yemen and a crackdown on dissent. He entered the consulate last Tuesday for documents for his marriage, and his fiancée said he never came out. A Saudi source at the consulate denies Khashoggi was killed, but Turkish police are quoted as saying 15 Saudi nationals arrived aboard two planes and entered the consulate at the same time. The case has also alarmed Lynn Malouf of the rights group Amnesty International.
If the reports are confirmed that he was indeed killed, and we are waiting for the results of the investigation conducted by the Turkish public prosecutor, then this would be taking yet to another level the continuing crackdown on any form of dissent that's been going on in Saudi Arabia over the past year.
Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman told Bloomberg News Riyadh's prepared to welcome the Turkish government to search the consulate. Cameroon opposition candidate Maurice Kamto has declared victory in Sunday's presidential election. He told supporters he was given a mission to strike a historical penalty, a shot at, he said, and scored. President Paul Biya, who has ruled the country since 1982, dismissed the claim as fantasy and accused Kamto of breaking the law. This is VOA News.